This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good Tuesday morning. As you head into your Tuesday, just remember, you are essentially a spiritual being. Yes, you live in your body. And one day your body will die, but your spirit will go on. The essential part of you, the part that matters the most, the part that makes you, you, is not physical, but spiritual. So it's so very important for you to nurture the spiritual aspects of your life. They're the most important things about you. And as you head into this day, I'm glad you're taking a little bit of time right now to start your day right, focusing on your spiritual life and on what God has to say to you. This week, we're reading in the book of Hebrews in chapter 5. Yesterday, we read where it said, you ought to be teachers of God's word by now. You've heard it for so long, but you still are needing milk and not solid food because you've become dull of hearing. He goes on to say, for everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness since he's a child, that is, spiritually speaking. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. Now, there's some really significant words in there, aren't there? Solid food, that is, the deeper truths that God wants to give to you, that God wants you to understand, to shape your life and allow you to have a beautiful impact on the people around you. That solid food is for the mature. That is, those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. Now just think about it. Your powers of discernment. Well, that's not discerning what you see and hear by your natural senses. This is talking about your spiritual senses, the ability to discern and distinguish good from evil, to know what's right and wrong. When someone asks you a question, to be able to give them life answers that guide their lives, because your answers come from an understanding of what God has shown us in His Word. Those who have their powers of discernment trained, how? By constant practice to discern good from evil. Well, the way you strengthen this muscle in your life, this ability to know which way you should go, what you should do in the various circumstances of life, the way you develop that is by constant practice. Notice that he says that this is the application of the word of righteousness. That's the Bible. That's God's revelation to us. Do you ever encounter people and you think, I've got this life issue and it's so difficult, and you think, who would I talk to about this? And so often your mind goes to a Christian that you know really walks with God. And you think, they could give me some insight into what I should do here. Well, that's because over the years, by constant practice, they've been applying God's word to their own lives. They've been listening to God, sensitive to Him. When He speaks to them, their instant response is, yes, Lord, that's what I want to do too. What you want in my life. When you build your life that way, constantly inviting God to show you what's right and wrong here, which way should I go, how should I react to this person who's treated me badly, how should I react in this situation, how should I respond to this opportunity, how should I respond to this barrier in my life, and as they see God giving them spiritual insight through His Word, then they're able to discern and help others also who come to them. So today, if you would say, I'm not mature in God's Word, but I have this life issue I really need help with, if you know someone who you would say is a strong Christian, go to them and say, do you have any insight on this? Anything from the Bible that would help me in this situation? And you yourself, need to begin the practice of spending time every day reading God's Word, the Bible, inviting God to speak to you, and most importantly, when He does, saying, "Yes, God, I want to follow you." I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.